What's up, fam? How you doing? How you living? What's good? What's cracking? All those things. It is Waitha here from Life by Waitha, and today I am unpacking, venting, and dishing the last few months of my so-called crazy fall. So let's hop into this now. Hello, beautiful people. It has been a minute since I have talked to you on this platform. Yes, I've done Spotify, but on this platform, I wanted to just hop on here and just share some things that have been going on exclusively with my family here on the blog. So, yes, that is why I'm here today. As always, I hope you are doing well, taking care of your mental and physical well-being, giving yourself some grace and allowance, as we are not perfect and we need to stop and give ourselves these things. You know, I love this time of year. As soon as September gets here, I'm just like all of the other crazy YouTubers and bloggers, and I like all those silly fall things and walks, and I've been doing lots of, you know, graphic infos and stuff that I like to do, and I really have taken my time this year to kind of do some different things, you know, move different if you want different. So I have been doing a lot of things, but this fall, I will say, has been, I don't know, it hasn't. There are other things that have eclipsed and tarnished. I want to say they have eclipsed and tarnished my beautiful, beautiful fall and, you know, what I like to do. But such is life, and so it goes. So let's start with family. You can't pick your family. They are who they are. My parents are older, and there are certain things you expect when they're older, but then there's some things that you don't, and you roll with it because those are your parents. My mom is 81. My dad is 90. They have been divorced since I was in my 20s, and I'm in my 50s now. And, you know, my dad has been struggling off and on with type 1 diabetes, and there's a lot that comes with that. All summer, he has been in and out of hospital and rehab due to an infection in the bone of his right foot. His left leg prior had already been amputated below the knee, and even after that surgery, he still went back to work, where he worked for Catholic University's Theological College here in D.C. for 50 years, and that is impressive to say the very least. Currently, it's not even that I would say is the worst of it. Dementia started for my dad, I want to say it's been like 5 or 6 years, you know, when the onset of it, it's not, you know, it's not as bad. And then now we've gotten to a point where he doesn't know me anymore. He doesn't remember what family member is who. He talks about his brothers and sisters who are already deceased. And in a way, it's sad. You know, due to God's grace, I don't harbor any ill feelings. I'm not angry when he says things to me like, "Who's your friend?" And he's talking about my daughter because he doesn't remember her. Or things like, "I don't know your mother." So, you know, it's like a shock, you know, at first when you hear it, because you want to jog their memory, but they really don't have any control over, you know, dementia patients don't have control over how they process information. And you're told time and time again not to argue with them. It's only when he says outrageous things, which he has, where I go, "No, I'm not doing that with you. Stop." And then he'll get quiet, and then he'll go on some other rant. You know, I'm an only child. I have learned to pretty much take things the way I can. It's the only thing that I know to do. I've been visiting him on Sundays at whatever rehab he's at. Now, I'm going to stop there and kind of pivot. I live in the state of Virginia, but I'm right outside of D.C. I'm only 15 minutes from D.C. My dad lives in D.C. That's where it's the house I grew up in. However, the rehabs that he's been in have been in what we call Upper Northwest. Upper Northwest is near Georgetown University, if people are familiar with Georgetown University here in D.C., or American University, near the cathedral, things like that. From me, it is still far, but it is not so far because of the bridges and, what do I want to say, the bridges that you cross to get you over there. You know, like we have a major bridge here called the Key Bridge that connects Virginia to Upper Northwest. So going there hasn't been difficult. And I say this because I don't own a car right now for my own reasons. I don't own a car. So I just, you know, get in an Uber and go. But as we know, over time, those things can be pretty expensive. Going to see him where he was fine. However, his wife, not my mother, and that's a whole other backstory there because we've never gotten along. Her introduction to my life was rocky. We've just never gotten along. And because of her constant need for control of everything in his life, she's pretty much alienated most of my cousins and his family. So this help that you crave and desire when you say, oh, I'm so tired, you could be getting some help, but because you need control and dominion over everything, no one wants to be bothered with that. And so we know we have to go through you to see my dad, and people will avoid her. People meeting my family will avoid her and just deal with the consequences later. But anyway, enough about that. I can only do what I can do. I live in an expensive area. I need to take care of my bills and my person. And yes, we're talking my dad, but I have to justify what's expensive and what's not. And to go see him now, because he's now in Maryland, so not only does my Uber have to go from my point of Virginia into D.C. and now into Maryland, so you can imagine how much that Uber ride is costing. Yeah, and that's it's kind of where I am with that. She wants me to go see him every Sunday. Oh, you know, I don't care. You can come sit for 15 minutes. I didn't just spend $60 in round-trip Ubers to come sit for 15 minutes and leave. That's absolutely absurd. And so if you add that up, we're talking a car payment. And that's something I cannot afford to keep doing. And I've tried to tell her that. And that is kind of where we stand. And now let's talk about my mom, which I've just recently come back from Atlanta because my mom is in Atlanta. When I mentioned to my father's wife, because that's how I refer to her, that I was going to Atlanta and I would not be there for the next two Sundays, she's like, oh, no, you can't come. I do have another parent that I have to go see about. This isn't my only parent. It kind of rubbed me wrong. Like everything she does kind of rubs me wrong. And I know it's not on purpose. And I've tried to be nice and give people peace. She is the one that's responsible for his care. And she's the only one that's doing it. Praise that you're doing it, because I can't. I've tried to give her some allowance for this behavior and those little slide comments where, well, I hope you can resume your regular visits when you get back in town type shit. But again, I move on. So my mom, where to begin? My mom has been in and out of rehab since August due to severe arthritis in her knees. Now, she's not really being forthcoming about anything, meeting with, you know, me and her sisters, because her family, her sisters are in Atlanta. So we don't know if this problem has been ongoing for a while. I believe it has. My mom kind of, you know, older people slow down. She kind of slowed down, and then I noticed a swelling below her knee and how large her calves were, and the fact that she could not bend her knees at all. And when I went to go see her in April, I begged her, please, please get in a rehab. Your rehab is right down the street. I need you to go to rehab. I need to see about your legs and how come they're not bending at the knee. you know, my mom worked for Hyatt Hotels for many, many years. And I know when you're, you know, when you do service work like that and you're meant to go to work, come rain, sleet, or shine, eventually your legs will, your body will start to betray you, especially if that's the only work you're doing and you're not like conditioning, stretching, or exercising, as we're told now, because people feel like they go to work, they're tired, they've worked hard enough, but working is one thing, exercise is another. You work different parts of the body. We won't get into that. I also think there might be a problem with her back because she can't sit up. And when I went to go see her, she's actually like laying down, like she's eating laying down. She's doing, I'm like, why are you laying down? Can you sit up? Oh yeah, I can sit up. And then she'll go to push herself up and slide right back down. So it's the curvature of her back, it's her knees, it's like everything. The prognosis, because I've asked, like, don't you, she's been an invalid, essentially bedbound, since late August. It's like, don't you want to walk? Don't you, now you have to rely on someone for changing, for bathing, for eating, for everything. And, you know, she's been in and out of a few rehabs, but once they see that you're not improving, your insurance is not going to continue to pay. If you were improving, they would see that you were improving and you could stay there and be tended to. But she decided to go home, and now we are in the wonderful world of paying for, you know, private pay and care for her. And it's just been a whole ordeal because she's spending money that she doesn't have. And I don't want to see her go through her savings paying for these aids. But it's like, don't you want to sit up? Don't you want to walk again? It's like she has no desire to or urgency in one. I mean, again, you're older. You can only do what your body can do. But she has no sense of urgency in wanting to do these things. And then I know she's lonely because she, you know, lives by herself. So again, that's a whole other issue we're going through. I don't live in Atlanta. I can only get to Atlanta 2 to 3 times a year because I have a job. And yes, my parents come first. If it was an emergency, I would go. But, you know, I talk to her every other day. So we're still getting in that kind of virtual televisit, but it's not the same as being in person. So, you know, it's kind of sad. You know, you realize people don't live forever. It's inevitable. But you want their quality of life while they're here to be one that's good and satisfying. And it's an interesting parallel, right? My dad, who has half one foot missing and part of one leg gone, can't wait to leave. He's been trying to escape since he got to rehab. Once they got him in a wheelchair, he rolls everywhere. They have gotten to the point where they have put an ankle monitor on him to keep track of if he goes missing or where he is. And that's the reality of it. It's just crazy. Like I said, family. But that is that update. And you can imagine, this has been happening off and on with my parents since August, both at the same time, both in different states. So the push and the pull and the calls, and I can't rest, and it's this, it's that, it's going here. It's just been such a weighing on my soul and my being, where I have not, I get maybe an afternoon to enjoy, and then I get a call, and then it kind of disrupts my whole ebb and flow. And anyway, that's where we are on the parent front. Let's pivot to work. I have been, you know, when you work at a job for a long time, I've been in my job, it's going on 24 years, you start to think more about retirement. When I was there 10 years, I didn't give a damn because it's like, I can't wait to get out of here. I hate this job. And then I get to a point where it's tolerable because the people that were causing the interference or the disruption have moved on, making my job a lot more pleasant. And yes, I know the last 2-3 years, COVID was bad, but let me tell you, being able to telework for 2.5, going on 3 years, was a blessing. To not have to go in and deal with those personalities and that bullshit, it was a blessing. And now that we're going into the office, you know, it's it's hard because people don't have the same type of enthusiasm. People don't really care anymore. They're more concerned with the things they should have been concerned with, which is home and family and health. And you start thinking about you more and family more and your health more and say, hell with job. Yeah, I know I need job, but I'm not going to give you, you know, my blood, sweat and tears for you to give me this bullshit in return. People just not having it no more. But again, I digress. I've been kind of planning, you know, for my retirement and what I might do. And this is where my parents kind of come into it. When you see parents and family that are older and after they retire, how they just stop, it has definitely given me foresight into how I want to plan mine. And I know that even though I can retire in 4 years, I probably won't, or I'll retire from that physical job. Well, the job that I'm at now, but I'll keep working because even though work is toil, there's something about work, something about the function of getting up, going, and moving that keeps your body in a state. Once your body is in a state of rest, it wants to continue to rest, and you do less and less and less. I'm not trying to run no marathons. I just don't want to be all broken down by the time I'm 80. So the plan is to work probably for the next 5 to 6 years and then do some freelance work. I discovered, like everyone else, because I'm late to the game, I already knew about Fiverr because I had some friends when I went back to school who were in my, you know, fundamentals of design course and my photography courses that use Fiverr for side work. They do photography work, commercial work, design logos and things like that. What I didn't realize is that I could also be a virtual assistant on Fiverr. Yes, there are billions of people doing the same thing, but I feel like once I'm seasoned. One thing I can say is for years and years, I have denied my administrative skill. I have been doing secretarial and administrative work. Right now, I'm an administrative coordinator because I done been upgraded. I've been doing administrative work for the past, beyond my job, for the past 35 years or longer. It is what I do, and I should not be ashamed that I do it well. So why not sell those services to people looking to turn their forms into Adobe documents, to edit their reports, to convert, to work on their websites, to do things that they don't have time to do on a small scale, but keep my brain moving and keep working. So that is definitely the update. And let's move on to a house. I've talked about wanting a house here so badly. It is ingrained in my soul. It's in my being how I want a home and how I can't pay the rent that I'm paying, get a car because that is inevitable, and consolidate my debt and save this $30,000 to $50,000 for this home down payment. I can't do it all. I am but one person, one single person. And I figured, why am I not using my pension to work for me? There's a certain amount of pension that I have set aside for if anything happens to me. What my daughter gets in via the living will and how much she can collect on my pension in the event that something happens to me. But what I have not allowed for is cashing out a portion, buying a little small bungalow somewhere, paying for that house in 5 years, and then I have something I can pass down to my daughter. Enough said. Why have I been struggling and toiling all these years? And you know, I actually just read a news article about baby boomers, which is not my generation. Baby boomers are older than me. I'm generation X. I'm the why. Why we got to do this? What are we doing this for? I'm the generation X who questions everything. But my mother's generation are the baby boomers, and those are the ones that have been buying up the property. But soon I'll be Generation X will be, Gen X will be the baby boomers of that time. And if you're older and you have some money to work with and you're more established, you have more wiggle room, you can afford to make those big purchases. So that is the plan. Retirement for me is going to be so many different things. It's going to be getting my home. It doesn't have to be perfect. It can be a little house because it's just going to be me. Something I can turn into whatever I want. And then when I am no longer, I can, it's really important for me to have this property to pass down to my daughter. And let's move on. I'm trying to keep this quick. I don't want to be talking to y'all for an hour. So I'm trying to keep this quick. I know I'm at the 20-minute mark, so let's keep this quick. Podcast updates. And it's kind of, you know, this is actually what I'm doing. I love doing the book review podcast. I actually love it. I just have not had time to do it. And the schedule I was on was kind of impossible. So that's why I have been doing, you know, book reviews when I could. But because my August through now have been so busy where I don't have my Sundays anymore, I don't have time to sit down. This is an exception today, but I don't have time to sit down and record and edit and all those other things. I read like crazy because my brain needs an escape. So I read, but I just don't have time to do other things. A season 3 is coming. A new name and rebranding is coming. I have it in the works. I have it written. It's just a matter of finding the space and time to sit down and actually put pen to paper, so to speak, or put voice to mic. Because I've got like 6 book reviews waiting to be recorded. So I am moving right along. Oh, my reading challenge. Since we're talking about book reviews, I want to move on to my reading challenge. I'm so proud of myself for reading now 37 books this year. I'd only challenged myself to read 35. I've read 37, and honey, I am still rolling. Yes, reading audiobooks may be cheating, but it's still listening. I have a couple of, you know, traditional books. I do a lot of ebooks because it's just easier to do it on my phone or on my tablet. But audiobooks have been the thing where I can work, listen to my audiobook, cook, listen to my audiobook or whatever, listen to that book. I can even take notes. I can even annotate and then come back, write it down and say, y'all, this is what I thought. Yeah, reading challenges are coming. I am going to be posting soon my reading challenge for 2024. I think I've already posted something about book hauls because I've hauled like 6 books or something because that was just my treat to me. And just an overall update because, you know, I know people that have BookTube and book blogs, and I never wanted to devote my entire blog to reading because I am so many other things. But that is one of the things that I love to do. It's been awesome connecting with the Goodreads community. I've made a lot of friends. We discuss books, best titles, what you read, what you hated. And it's just nice to have that community of people that you connect with because you all read the same stuff. So that has been awesome. Now, moving on to my favorite thing. You know, October, it's my birthday month. It's no coincidence that it's my favorite month because it's Halloween. I decided to completely change up my 31 days of Halloween, and I don't know if people hated it or if they liked it. I got some feedback, but I did 31 solid days of movies where I would list some synopsis, facts about the movie. I did like a title marquee, like an old movie marquee, and I would throw my 2 cents in, and every single movie that I posted, I have seen. Every single one. It was quite the undertaking. Now, I think next year, if I continue, I'll probably throw back in more decorating, more games. I did do a whole separate freebies page of games that are still available on the blog, downloadable from when you want them. I did a whole thing of games, and it was awesome. It was quite the challenge because I started working on October and July because I knew what I wanted to do was going to be a big deal and I needed a month head start. And I enjoyed doing it. Again, it is always the task in unpacking October. So that post is already up and one book review. So yeah, the movies that I actually watched that were new to me, because this wasn't in my 31 days, or was it? I can't remember. Y'all, I thought I had this part written down because I'm looking at notes, and I thought I had it written down, but apparently I can't find what I'm looking at. So I'm going to have to pivot and come back to that, because I did look at some new things for October. Talk to Me. We saw Talk to Me. That was one new movie I looked at. Insidious 4, which is, I don't know if that's the last in the franchise, but it's one of the ones in the franchise. Even though I've seen it in parts, I actually watched The Exorcist from beginning to end, because I've seen it in bits and pieces, because it's kind of hard to digest when you don't, when you're like looking through your fingers. So yeah, we've caught a few new movies that were new to me. Now, do I miss my old content? Like I mentioned, yeah, I missed doing the decorating portion, doing the decor boards. But when you do them every year consistently for like 3 or 4 years, people tend to gravitate toward the oldest thing they can find. And it's like, that's not recent. Hey, don't you want to see this? And it's like, oh, I'm repeating myself exactly. So I figure I will flip-flop. I don't know how long, like I said, Life by Waitha is going to be around, but I'm going to flip-flop. I'm going to try to keep it interesting. And I've always said, oh, I think this might be my last year. I think I might stop, but I can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Okay, Puffy. So yeah, let's move on to something I never talk about. Never, never, never. I met a dude in August, right after my family came to visit me from Atlanta in August. And I was supposed to go to my best friend's house because it was her birthday. And I really didn't feel like going because my family had just left after a week and I was tired. But I went anyway. Met a dude. He was a nice dude. We hung out for a while. He's a fifth grade school teacher, which is admirable in any sense of the word. Change, you old people. I'm old. We're not really ready for change all the time. You know, I had been with someone else who was completely different. Getting used to a new person is different. He's a man's man. He's football games and cop shows. I know that's probably kind of mean. Not mean, but it's not typical. He's a nice dude. It's just different. And I don't, because we're so different, certain things we're exactly the same because we're grown. And then other things, it's like, we're just like different people. I don't see it going further, but to be determined. And then we got the ex dude and the strange happenings where, call me sometime if you want to hang out or do something. I've invited this brother out several times and he can never make it. Oh, I'm going to a bonfire. Oh, I'm doing ultimate archery. Do you want to see that? What? Do you even know me? You don't know me at all. Have you not known me for the last 5 years? When have I ever expressed interest in something as ridiculous as ultimate archery?
Bruh.
Anyway. He's like the 40-something college student. I can't, there's nothing I can do with that. You're perpetually in a state of, I'm in college. Bruh, you got to move on by a certain point. I don't want to say and grow up, because hell, I build dollhouses. So that's not it. But the way you do things and just, oh, if anything takes too much effort, I'm not going to do it type. That's that. Yo, you know that is not me. I put a lot of effort in everything I do. So the fact that your lazy ass is going to tell me I can't put effort into that because I just can't. I don't understand that kind of thinking. Do we know each other? I don't even think I really know you. But moving on. The future, and I think I talked a little bit about the future of the blog earlier because I'm trying to wrap this up, y'all. It's never been a great big mystery. It's always been one of those things that I've talked about and tried to figure out how I wanted to continue to navigate this in later years and just how I wanted to go about, do I reformat my blog? Do I start talking about something else? Do I change it? No, there are many different sides to me. I love lifestyle. I love decor. I love art. I love books. I love music. Why can't I talk about it all? Why does it have to be just one thing? I am many things. So that will not change. There will be a time when I will wrap it up. You know, I've always thought that I would just blog forever, but I don't have the bandwidth for it like I have in the past. And my motivation, you know, wants, you know, but depending on how you look at it, and you know, in the blogging world, that if you don't blog at least 3-4 times a week, you lose people because you don't have new content and people are fickle. Again, I'm still very excited about continuing to provide all of the content that I used to. I like doing that. People respond to that. And it is for me, but it's also to share ideals and things that I've tried or done. But I also know that I have to give myself grace. And if I don't feel like putting out a post that day, I can't feel any kind of way. I'm not going to beat myself up about not being able to put out a post that day. Ow, sorry about my knee. My body and my mind need peace and need rest. So, and I'm human and I can only do what I can do. I need time. I need space. I need a chance to decompress with everything that I have going on. And I want to come to you naturally. I want this to not feel like it's forced. So for the time being, I'm going to continue. I have no plans to stop Life by Waitha. I want to be able to bring you all the holiday fun and prep, which I do have a post coming for Thanksgiving prep, which I have done none of. I feel like so out of sorts this year, and all the things that I usually do for Thanksgiving are now like a week late. So it's coming, and it's coming. What I have discovered, though, is I am using, and I will link this, I've discovered a great platform that I found through a YouTuber called Sunday Love called Notion. Notion is kind of like this platform where you can have calendars, add notes, to-do lists, books you've read, travel, you can add recipes. It's just a one-stop platform to keep everything together. So how I did my 31 days of Halloween and movies, I put a list in Notion. That's how I did all my quizzes, how I track the books that I read, where I find books, movies I want to see, movies I've seen. It's just like this one big, beautiful platform to help you keep track of life. So yeah, like I said, my perspective on what I do is for an older generation. Now, I can't say that it just applies to older, because I also get responses from young folks too. I think I might be helpful in something you're doing or try to do. My website, my blog, is for everyone. And I think we can all benefit and learn from each other, as we are all different creatures and we do things differently. But here's me wrapping up on the gist of things. I know that I need to take care of myself, and it's important for me to take care of my body and focus on my health, because again, I have type 2 diabetes. So it is very important for me to focus on my health, take sick days, take naps, get massages, get manicures, you know, get facials, shop, you know, go out, buy some flowers, take a walk, crunch some leaves. It is all of these sensory things that we do to feel good. Again, when you have parents with different illnesses, it puts your own health under a microscope. And how do I decompress? And how do I feel good? And I'm going to make a conscious effort to do X, Y, Z, because I know that is the outcome if I don't. I have to also realize that I can change, and not just me, any person at any point in time can change the trajectory of their life if they want to. You can change the path that you're on. Remember what I said earlier, move different if you want different. If shit ain't going right, do an about face and try something else. I get discouraged just like everyone else. I get discouraged when I hear no's, when I hear things that are not how I want them to be, and I have to pivot and move different and try different until I get the outcome that's satisfying for me. You know, hearing no is not the end of the world. It's just no to that door. So that door is shut. Let me try this door. Let me try that hallway. Let me try a different street. Let me just do different because I want different. You know, I see the faults of relatives and parents, and I see their wrong turns, and I see what they've done. And all of that is not because they want to keep doing wrong. Some of that is a learning experience. I want to learn how to be a better Waitha. I want to learn how to be a better mom, a better friend, a better partner, a better coworker, and just better in general. And it's not to say that I'm not perfect. Hell, I drink, I cuss, I do shit. I'm an adult. I am allowed some grace to fuck up, because that's what life is. You fuck up, you can do better, learn from your mistakes, and move on and be beautiful and be great, right? So that is it for this unpacking of everything. I have talked approximately 37 minutes is what I'm looking at right now. And I may even cut that down by the time this comes to you. Hey, we'll see. But thanks so much for listening, friends. I love y'all. I truly, truly love all of my blog subscribers and friends and people that comment. And like, I love y'all. Y'all keep me going. You keep me positive. So until next time, this could be a monthly thing. I haven't decided. It's not, again, this is not a Spotify. This is exclusively for my peeps, for my homies here on the blog. So until next time, be well, live well, and know thyself.